Wolverine. He's a hero in my world. You know what? He ain't mine.
In the new movie Deadpool and Wolverine, now in theaters, two of Marvel's edgiest but most popular heroes team up and officially join the MCU. To say that there's a lot going on here, both in terms of plot and content, pretty much be the understatement of the year. Story-wise, Deadpool has been captured by the Time Variance Authority, a shadowy group we first met in Disney Plus's Loki series that tries to control the events in the multiverse and its various timelines. That group has plans for him, but Deadpool will need to say goodbye to his own dying universe first, they tell him. Turns out, he's not willing to do that. And so to save his universe, Deadpool will have to recruit one of many different versions of Wolverine to help him.
My entire world is right here in this picture. I have no idea how to save it alone, but you know how to save it.
This madcap story pinballs across the multiverse with plenty of guest cameos and combatants along the way. Unlike Marvel's PG-13 superhero movies, though, this one overflows with graphic, R-rated content. Violence is gruesome, vulgar language is constant, and seriously suggestive jokes fill the script. Anyone who's not paying close attention to that R rating, especially families with younger Marvel fans, is in for a nasty shock here. To be fair, the story does deliver some strong messages about sacrifice and friendship, but the minefield of harsh content along the way is simply unavoidable. So we're giving Deadpool and Wolverine a 0.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.